the heat that is coming our way. And it is a Tuesday morning top 10 to accommodate it and accompany, but not get too close because, you know, that heavy breathing. It's just not the time for that right now. It's not the time. Already it's not the time.
It's toasty.
But you could be disenchanted by it. You could be angered by it. Or you could flip the script, as they say, at the positives. And that's what we're doing here on our Tuesday morning top 10, straight from the home office there in Granbury, Texas. And the writing staff, our top 10 good things about it hitting 100 degrees this early in the year in Texas.
Very excited to hear this.
Top 10.
I can't think of one, but
it's the power of positive. Uh-huh. I mean, kids are still in school, so that means state has to pay for their air conditioning.
Yeah, they're still going to come home and eat all our snacks.
Yeah, but at least they'll have vouchers. Tuesday morning top 10, the top 10 good things about it hitting 100 degrees this early into the year in Texas, such as
Number 10.
Oh, early opportunity for our friends at ERCOT to practice when the grid melts down yet again this summer. We can get a jump on that.
Practice makes perfect.
You know, that's what...
Lots of melting.
Number nine,
possible earlier than expected appearance of a certain pair of pink shorts at a local Hank FM appearance near you.
Ken Buckner.
Possibly.
Does it come with mechanical bull riding?
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
I don't schedule that part of the show.
Number eight.
Good thing about it getting 100 degrees so early. Exciting new Trump tariffs will soon be levied against the sun. So I think that will be...
I hope the sun is rich.
Number seven.
We can jump in finally on that class action lawsuit now that M&M's officially will melt in your hands.
Number six.
Along with everything else ever.
Number six. Good thing about hitting 100 degrees. Really, honestly, though, do we ever really need a good reason to bust out a trough of water when it comes down
will
to it?
Because
it's really meant for all seasons. Will it float? Cool down with the hottest game on local radio. Straight up at 8 o'clock Thursdays here at hand.
Will it float?
Thanks, kids.
Number five,
good thing about hitting 100 degrees this early. Well, the chilling 50 degrees inside our Hank FM studio suddenly doesn't seem so bad, does it now?
Number four.
Doesn't it? It's that knob right there on the wall, right by you.
You can move it.
It's over there.
It's fine.
It's right over there.
Number four.
Not allowed to touch it, and you know that.
Number 4, good thing about it getting so hot so early, better chance at a Saudi prince just out of nowhere gifting us an air conditioner for funsies. No strings attached at all.
Very special.
Number 3, with Landman filming in the area, this is a perfect chance to find a spot to cool off under the shade of Sam Elliott's mustache.
The dude does abide.
Amen. Number two,
well, we get to keep seeing the white smoke everywhere. Unfortunately, it's not because we're electing a pope. It's just because everything's on fire. And then
it
is number one good thing about it hitting 100 degrees this early in the year in Texas.
Number one,
well, in truth, this ain't nothing. We're just
getting warmed up, kids.
How hot is it?
Oh, that's another good thing. All those jokes.